Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. So we've heard all about these allegations for the last several weeks against Nikki Haley, but still she won 49% of the vote yesterday. How was she able to do it?
Well, you know, turnout among your base is absolutely key. And Nikki's base this time was the Tea Party movement. And she was an attractive candidate to that base. You know, even before the Sarah Palin endorsement, and she was beginning to gel among them. But what happened was the visit by Sarah Palin was really the catalyst. That was the final piece that kind of brought all of her support together. But more importantly, it got her message out to everyone. Nikki Haley's fundraising in the last quarter was actually behind most of the other candidates, but she didn't need any of it to get her message out anymore. She had constant coverage from the Sarah Palin visit. You add to that the way this information about these alleged affairs leaked out, and it really seemed like it was, attacks against Nikki Haley, attacks against this candidate who's running against the establishment. And that resonated among the kind of folks who like Sarah Palin, who believe her narrative about, you know, attacks on a candidate running against the establishment. And it just gelled, and her supporters clearly turned out in large numbers. There was a turnout of about 24%, that's Democrat and Republican, and, you know, while that may not seem like large, South Carolina has off-year elections. So what's going to happen now is the only folks who can participate in the runoff are folks who participated in the original election, and Nikki Haley goes into that with such a strong lead and supporters who are already fired up for her. She goes into this with a huge advantage.
So is it safe to say that she is, once again, automatically the front runner, even in a two-way race?
There's no doubt about it. She's the front runner. Even if she had been, you know, come in somehow second place, that would have been, you know, gone perfectly with the narrative that she had developed of this underdog fighting against the establishment. But now she can latch on to that, saying the underdog has moved ahead. There's only one more step to the general election. And she clearly goes into this as a frontrunner. The lead over Gresham Barrett was extremely large. You know, Nikki Haley, in fact, just avoided a runoff. She got 49% of the Republican primary vote, and I believe Gresham Barrett got something near 22%. So he's got a lot of ground to make up. He's got to win over the supporters of his opponents. And, you know, think about the folks who voted for his opponents. Their guy didn't win. So somehow Gresham Barrett has to get them motivated to come out and support someone who was not their first choice.
Democrat Vincent Shaheen, meanwhile, while the Republican tone of that campaign was very nasty, he quietly put together a very effective campaign. Apparently, he easily won. No runoff needed on the Democratic side. But we actually know very little about Vincent Shaheen. Why was he such an easy winner yesterday?
Well, you know, that's an interesting narrative in and of itself, because Jim Rex was the assumed front runner from the beginning. He's the sitting superintendent of education. He had this, he had statewide name recognition, much more than Vince Shaheen. And he had a network, you know, this network of educators, a network of people that had supported his original candidacy. And so, you know, he goes into this race with the assumption that at some point he can just flip a switch and activate that network and get his message out, and the people who supported him in the past will get fired up. Well, there's a broken circuit between that switch and those supporters, because it never materialized. Meanwhile, Vincent Shaheen, who most people had never heard of, went about very quietly making himself known around the state. And Vincent Shaheen also used new media far more effectively than Jim Rex. Social networking, Facebook, emails, he really got his message out to younger Democratic voters, and there was a kind of trickle-up effect. But he pounded the pavement, he made himself known around the state, and came from behind and beat a candidate who was the putative front-runner for this entire election, and outpaced him in finance as well. And part of that is Democrats who have been sitting watching Mark Sanford for the past 8 years just shaking their head, saying, you know, how is this guy reelected? How is he not thrown out of office? We've got to get somebody who can beat the Republican. And Jim Rex was, I think, in the end, seen as having too much baggage, and Vince Shaheen, by, you know, virtue of being originally unknown, had far less, and he's a fresh, young, intelligent face. And so they thought he might make a better standard bearer.
Scott Huffman is a Winthrop University political science professor. Scott, thanks for waking up early with us.
It's been my pleasure.